Have you ever heard, well, have you ever known anybody or heard of anybody that raised chickens?
I don't know anybody that raises chickens.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anybody putting anything under a chicken to fool them to get them to lay eggs?
Not that I know of.
Okay. How about if say your mother or dad or something, you know, they want all of a sudden they wanted to go out and you say they had a dining room and they wanted to buy some really fine dinnerware for the table, what would it be made of?
Silver, probably.
Okay, and how about the things that you eat off of?
Forks, you mean?
No, the things that you
plates, china.
Okay. Okay, now if you had a vessel, perhaps it'd be wooden or something that you'd get water out well with, what would you call that?
Pot.
Okay, if you're, you know, like, let's say it's, you went down to a boat dock and there was a boat down about half submerged and you had to get this metal thing and get the water out with
pump.
Okay. How about, what would you think somebody, you know, somebody had cattle and they had to milk them, you know, they had to get underneath there and milk them by hand. What would they put the milk in?
A pail.
Okay. What might that be made out of?
Zinc, zinc coated metal, I don't know, plastic.
Okay. Okay. You ever heard of the term when people go out to feed pigs, you know, they take an old bucket and they just throw garbage at it. You ever heard of that?
Slop.
Okay, what would you call the thing that you use to throw the slop with? Well, just, you know.
Bucket.
Okay. Just, oh, it's a slop bucket. Alright, what do you fry eggs in the morning?
Pan.
Okay. Any other names that you might call it?
No.
Would you call it that if it was electric?
Skillet, maybe. Fry pan.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about, the one with the electrics, they have little legs on them, and they sit up and you plug them in the wall. And
yeah, but I don't know what you call it.
Okay. How about a heavy iron vessel with a large, say it's about this big around, it's a big, heavy iron vessel, some maybe cook stews in them or something like
kettle.
That. Okay. And what would you call a container that you'd plant some sort of flowers in?
Pot.
Okay. And what would you call one that you just put water in, you cut flowers and you set it in and maybe put it on that mantle that she was talking about, in the new house, just to have a bouquet in the house, you know, what would you call it?
A vase.
Okay. And what all kind of eating utensils would you find on your table?
Forks, knives, spoons, tablespoons, teaspoons, steak knives.
Okay. And the single of each one of those would be what?
Fork, knife, spoon, tablespoon, teaspoon.
Okay.
Steak knife.
All right. If when you get through eating and you got a lot of dirty dishes, you say you have to wash the dishes.
Wash.
Okay. And after a woman or after you or anybody washes the dishes, and you got the second, maybe got a split sink or something over here. You got the water running. And after you dip them down the soap, you do what with them?
You rinse them off.
Okay. And the cloth that you use to remove the food that sticks to the plates, what do you call that?
Sponge.
All right. What about the cloth? What would you call the cloth?
Washcloth. No, dishcloth.
Okay. What about the what do you call the cloth that you use for drying dishes? What would you call it?
Same thing, dishcloth.
Dishcloth. Okay. What about the big one that you'd use after you take a bath?
Towel.
Okay.
Dish towel.
Is that what you call the one for the dishes? The dish
yeah.
towel. What about the one that you'd use after you got out taking a bath?
Bath towel. Towel. I usually just call it towel.
Okay. Fine. How about the what do you call the little small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
Okay.